Okay. I pray that you and I, we will enter into the Holy of Holies today.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Let's look at some of the scriptures now, so that we can all share and experience together the same thing.
Amen.
Okay? Boldly enter. Let's recite the titles together. Really? Ready?
Yeah, right.
Boldly enter the Holy of Holies. One more time.
Boldly enter the Holy of Holies.
Talk to somebody.
Boldly enter the Holy of Holies.
Talk to somebody else.
Boldly enter the Holy of Holies.
How enter? How enter?
Boldly.
Howly enter?
Boldly.
That's the word howly, I just made. Boldly enter. Amen? Bible says, boldly enter. You need to have boldness to enter, actually. Maybe you have a fear of entering. Well, what if I enter there and then I'm going to become priest? What if I enter and I'm going to become full-time pastor? You have fear, huh? What if I enter and then God would tell me to go to somewhere that I don't like? All these thoughts, maybe. Anyway, we need to have boldness.
Amen.
But God's going to give you boldness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because if you enter, something's going to happen to your life. Something's going to happen to your life. Alright? Alright, let's look at our scriptures now, one by one. Okay. Numbers, now we're going to talk about Book of Numbers for some weeks now. Okay? Book of Numbers. 789. Ready? Begin.
When Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard a voice speaking to him from between the two cherubims above the atonement cover on the ark of the testimony, and he spoke with him.
Okay. So when Moses, we know who is Moses, right? Yeah. God's chosen one, the leader leading the Israelites out of Egypt. Not only out of Egypt, leading in the desert for 40 years. Right. Now, so when they're about to come close to the land of Canaan, the promised land,
right?
This is the story of the Book of Numbers.
Right.
So when Moses entered the tent of meeting,
right?
Now, notice that Moses entered. His job is to enter. Right? His calling is to enter.
Uh-huh.
Now, you and I, we are today's Moses.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are today's Abraham. We are today's David. We are today's Moses. We are today everything, actually, in the Old Testament.
Amen.
Because God has called us to be His priest, right? Mm-hmm. His priest. And not only that, to be king, to rule this earth. Oh, hallelujah. Lord Jesus. Okay, so we need to enter. We need to enter. Now, brothers and sisters, look at me. Did you notice that every day you are entering to some place?
Uh-huh.
Did you notice that even in your spirit, you are entering somewhere?
That's right.
Huh? Mm. You are entering into some place, some realm, somewhere,
that's right.
Some person,
that's right.
Something. You are always entering, in fact. Your mind is not resting. Mm-hmm. Your mind is always working, on and on, continuously, right?
Yeah, right.
If you are thinking about money, you are entering into money.
Right.
If you are thinking about woman, you are entering into woman, right?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
If you are thinking about some temptation, I don't know, some problems, you are entering into that problem.
Wow.
If you are thinking about your future, always, future, that you are entering into that future of the problems, or the worry, fear. Listen. We are always entering into somewhere. But today, we see on the scripture that Moses entered the tent of meeting. This word tent means what we know in the New Testament. We always have to interpret the Old Testament with the New Testament, right?
Yeah.
Because OT and NT, they are one body, one book. We cannot separate it. It's one book. One book talks about only one person, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And this tent becomes tabernacle. This tabernacle becomes what? Temple in the Solomon's time. And this temple becomes what? Jesus. He tabernacle among us. John chapter 1, verse 14. So every time the Old Testament talks about tent, tabernacle, temple, it's talking about Jesus Christ.
Right.
He is the true tent, he's the true tabernacle, he's the true church.
Amen.
So Jesus, he proceed as a church. And that church will consummate in the New Jerusalem. So from Genesis to Revelation, the whole Bible is talking about, it started with the tent and it will end as a new Jerusalem. So here we have to see in that big scope, in that big forest, the view perspective of a big forest, we have to see these scriptures, right? Mm-hmm. So Moses entered into the tent. So he's entering into the church. He's entering into the body. He's entering into God.
Amen.
He's entering into New Jerusalem. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay? And then to speak with the Lord, and he heard the voice.
Yeah, I heard the voice.
You know, brothers and sisters, this is a normal. What's a normal? Normal Christian life is to speak to God. Mm. Normal Christian life is to hear his voice.
Amen.
It's not abnormal. It's not an extraordinary thing. It is normal to talk to God. Mm. It is normal to hear His voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every day, you and I, we are called to enter into the tent.
Amen.
To speak to God.
Amen.
And to listen to His voice.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where He is talking to you, where you can hear His voice, mm-hmm. It is the what? It is a tent. But in that tent, where? Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In your spirit. Mm-hmm. In your spirit. If you're not in your spirit, then you can never hear His voice. Mm-hmm. If you're not in your spirit, you cannot talk to Him. It will be just a religious activity. If you're here and you're singing songs to God, and you are not in your spirit, then you are just singing to something else. You understand? You cannot touch God. Your heart cannot be touched. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So we have to enter, okay? That's the key word there, enter. And between, now, the voice came out. Look at this now. Voice speaking of him from between the cherubim. Where's the cherubim? It's the Holy of Holies.
Right.
It's the Holy of Holies. The most holy place, right? The Holy of Holies signifies our spirit.
Right.
So in that Holy of Holies, there's an atonement.
Yeah.
Right? The cherubim, the atonement cover. Yeah. Atonement cover. That's where the high priest enters in, right, the tent, with the blood of the Lamb. And spill the blood over there. That on the atonement place,
right.
Atonement cover,
right.
for the forgiveness of the sins of the Israelites. Mm. So there we see the blood of Jesus pouring out. That's where the voice is coming out.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to enter, not only the tent. We need to enter to the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Where the blood of Jesus is.
Amen.
Where the blood of Jesus is flowing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to praise the blood of Jesus, you have to be in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
There's no blood of Jesus effective in holy place or outer court. It's in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
It's in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Right? The ark. Oh, we can talk about the ark all night long. You know, the ark in the Bible is very important. Ark. the Philistine, right? The other enemies are trying to capture the ark. Whatever they capture, oh, they were doomed. they were dead. Because this ark signifies the presence of Jesus Christ. The presence of our God. It's powerful. The ark is Jesus. Right? Inside the ark, we have three things, right? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What are those three things? Come on, you know that. Hidden manna, that's Jesus.
Right.
Hidden law, that's
right.
Jesus.
Right.
And
so
Aaron's budded rock,
right.
Which blossomed, and then almond came out, the fruit.
Right.
That's talking about resurrection. Resurrection of Jesus. The crucifixion of Jesus, resurrection of Jesus. It's Jesus. The ark signifies the throne of God, and it's there. Where is the ark now? It's in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can experience the ark in your spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's go on now. Okay. Exodus 25:8. Okay. This is, yeah. Okay. Can you read? Begin.
Then have them make the sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among them.
Amen.
You have to understand, hear the heart of God today. Brothers and sisters, hear the heart of God. God's heart is this. Then have them, who? The people of God. He's talking to us too. Have them, have you, all of us, make a sanctuary for me. For who? For Jehovah. Jehovah is Jesus' name in the Old Testament. For Jehovah God, for Jesus. Make me a sanctuary. Then I will dwell among them. This is God's economy.
Amen.
This is the purpose of God.
Amen.
This is the purpose of God. Why God created you and me? So that you can become His sanctuary, a dwelling place, so God can dwell in you.
Amen.
This is God's purpose. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Why did you come to church today? Church meeting, I'm sorry, not church. Why did you come to church meeting? To be a dwelling place of God.
Amen.
God is looking for a dwelling place.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's not enough to just to sing some songs, to pray. No, God wants to literally dwell in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
My wife is here, Rachel. We got married for 24 years now. It's not enough to just to sleep together. No, that's not what marriage is all about. She needs to dwell in me. I need to dwell in her. We need to become one.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not just one body, but one mind,
Amen.
one word,
Amen.
One spirit.
Amen.
This is called the marriage.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you're married, you are in you, you are in her, she's in you, you are happy. But if you're married, she's not in me, she's outside of me. And I'm outside of her. And we are always, only time we talk is during the eating time. How are you, honey? Fine, thank you. How was your day? Very good. Praise the Lord. Was it good food? Bye-bye.
Yeah, do something else. I'll do something else.
What is that? We do that to God many times, right? We come to church here, a church meeting here on Sunday, and they say, Hi, God. Hi, Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. Oh, praise the Lord. Partake the Lord's table and then sing some songs and hi. And then when we walk out the door and say, bye now. My life is on my own now. I'm very busy, God, so don't touch me now. Okay? I'm going to live according to my idea, my agenda, my priorities. So don't touch me now, okay? I'm busy. And then you come back on another next Sunday. I'm back, God. I'm back. Oh, Lord Jesus. What is that? That's not a dwelling place.
No.
God is not looking for a hotel.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
God is looking for a home.
Amen.
A sweet home.
Amen.
God is looking for a home.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to live in a hotel or a home?
Oh.
Hotel is expensive. Besides that, hotel is not, you know what I'm saying, right? Home is sweet, you understand?
Hallelujah.
Even if it's like a $1 million hotel, you know those millionaire, they can stay in a hotel and stay. It will cost thousands of dollars, just one day. Crazy, isn't it? But no matter how fancy that the hotel is, it will not give you sweetness, right? Comfort, right? You can enjoy maybe one day or maximum 1 week. But home is much more sweet.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, okay. We need to enter. Another key word, remember. Remember this, okay? Enter. Enter what? Enter sanctuary, enter the tent. Enter sanctuary, right? But you know, another way to say that is to, we need to enter into the Spirit.
Amen.
Because that's where God dwells.
Amen.
That's where God is.
Amen.
Enter into the Spirit.
Amen.
You need to return to your spirit. Mm. Okay, next verse. Okay? Hebrew 10 now. Now we're getting deeper now, right? We're getting deeper now, okay? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, begin.
Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus.
Wow.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
The key word here is confidence, my
confidence,
friend.
Confidence, right.
It's a confidence. Do you understand?
Confidence.
Oh, this is very, very important. How important?
Very, very important.
Oh, come on.
Hallelujah.
It's got to be interactive, right? Mutual benefit, mutual learning. I'm not the only one who's teaching, right? Or sharing. You are also sharing and teaching through your response.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is called mutual benefit, mutual shepherding.
Amen.
I am not the one who's shepherding you. No. We are shepherding one another.
Amen.
Because I'm releasing my spirit, you are releasing your spirit by saying amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Does this make sense?
Yeah.
It's not one way. It's always mutual. It's two ways.
Amen.
Right? Couples, it's always two ways.
Yeah.
Now, God is in me, God is in you, and I'm speaking from my spirit, you are responding from your spirit.
Amen.
So we are all eating together as a one body.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so by the blood of Jesus, we have confidence. Listen, the Satan, the enemy, does not want you to enter. All right? Satan does not want you to enter. Why? Because once you enter into the sanctuary, into the temple, into Christ, your life's going to be changed.
Right.
You are going to be transformed.
Yeah.
You are going to taste and see the goodness of the Lord.
Amen.
And Satan does not want that.
That's right.
So he does not, he hinders your confidence. You understand? You're about to have confidence, Satan will bring accusations. Satan will bring sins. Satan will bring, right, some, you understand? So we have to understand, you need to have a confidence. Since we have confidence to enter, okay? So we have to have a confidence. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, so where the confidence comes from?
Blood of Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's a power in the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look, we make mistakes all the time.
Right.
We fail, we fall all the time.
That's
if you don't fall, if you don't make mistakes, then you're not a human.
That's right.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, you and I, we're human, right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So don't try not to make mistakes.
Uh-huh.
But you shouldn't make mistakes intentionally, but you can't help it but to make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Whenever we make mistakes, praise the Lord, Jesus Christ is our refuge.
Amen.
Where we can run into.
Amen.
And there we can hide. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And because he can cover us with the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, because of the blood of Jesus that washes our mistakes,
Amen.
Our failures, our weaknesses, we can have confidence.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus today, we have confidence to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Do you like that?
Amen.
So we can praise Him, right?
Amen.
Oh, thank you for the blood of Jesus. We have a confidence now.
Hallelujah.
It's not about me. It's not about my background.
That's
it's not
right.
about how lazy I was. It's not about how fearful I lived. It's not about how unbelief I had. No, it's not about me. Do you understand?
Yeah. Right.
Don't focus on yourself.
Amen.
Don't focus on your mistakes.
Right.
Focus on the author and perfecter of our faith, who is our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
He's faithful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he says, right? He who has begun a good work in you,
right.
he will accomplish it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It's not about me and you. It's about Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So on Sunday, on the Lord's Day, we have to come together to exalt His name.
Amen.
Exalt His name.
Amen.
Brother Richard today, he shared something very important today. You see, he's encouraging everybody to should come and to speak even just one word.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Do you understand? When the all parts of the body function, that's healthy, isn't it?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If only mouth are moving and the rest is not moving, what do you think about that body? Do you think the body is healthy?
No.
That's the, huh? No, right? Something's wrong. Only the fingers are moving. You understand? You get my point, right?
Yeah.
The whole body, we are the body of Christ. Whole body needs to function.
Amen.
Needs to move, right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Then we will be healthy body and God's glory will come.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have a conference now. Okay, next verse.
Yeah.
Okay, this is even more deeper now. Okay, ready? Brothers, go.
And therefore, a great high priest has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to confession. Let us therefore come forward with the boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace during time in us.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ah, wow. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord because Jesus Christ is a great high priest.
Amen.
Who has passed through the heavens, right? Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast the confession, right? And then verse 16. Let us therefore come forward. Come forward, not backward.
Hallelujah.
Brothers, come forward, not backward.
Amen.
Come forward, not come side. Going to side way. We are not a crab, right? Crap, go sideways. Don't go backward. Go forward. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because we have the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
So go forward with boldness.
Amen.
Go forward with boldness.
Amen.
Again, the word boldness. Listen, you gotta have a boldness. Oh, brothers, you gotta speak like you are children of God. You have to sound like the children of God.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Mm.
Let me give you an example. Right, brother? Let me give you an example. My two boys, they come to me. And they come to me. And then they go like, let's say, my boy, come, I'm son, right? Let's say, father, come to me. Father, please, I need $1. Please. You know what I'm saying? I'm hesitating. I have a fear. I'm not believing in him. I don't trust that he has $10. Even asking for $1, I'm very fearful. You get my point?
Yeah.
That's not boldness, right? You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
Listen. Oh, our Lord Jesus Christ, he's the King of Kings.
Amen.
He's all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
He has all things. He
Amen.
Has all power.
Amen.
Do you understand? Mm. Oh, you don't know the meaning and you don't know the depth of the power of his blood. Mm. Because of the blood of Jesus Christ, we can enter into the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
With boldness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have to sound like a child of God. Mm. Many times we sound like not a child of God. Listen, when we fight with the enemy, don't fight enemy on earth. No. You have to fight the enemy on the position of ascension. You and I, we were crucified together with Christ.
Amen.
We were raised with Christ.
Amen.
Together. We were ascended together with Christ.
Amen.
And we were seated together on the Christ.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 2, right? Mm. Seated together. You understand? We are on the throne of God. We are in the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
And we can command to the enemy. Enemy, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I command.
Hallelujah.
Go.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
All you need to say. Uh-huh. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Bible, the scripture even encourage us to command to God.
Right.
Oh my goodness, what is that? That's too deep to talk about.
Right. Amen.
Where is that? Where is that faith? Faith, your guts, your boldness. By the blood of Jesus. Now we need to say, oh Lord, I'm sorry. I don't see the vision of your blood. I don't see the power of your blood. Lord, help me. Have mercy on me. Open my eyes to see the power of your blood.
Amen.
When I see the power of your blood, then I will have a boldness
Amen.
To enter. In spite of the accusations from the enemy. In spite of my failures and my weaknesses. In spite of my circumstances. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to have boldness. Amen.
Amen.
When we have a boldness to enter, God will be pleased.
Amen.
Without faith, it is impossible to what?
Please God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Boldness to the throne of grace. Look at this now, brothers. Verse 16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace.
Amen.
Everybody say throne of grace.
Throne of grace.
Come on, louder.
Throne of grace.
Sound like a children of God. Come on.
Throne of grace.
Good. Yeah, the Satan is scary now. Satan is scary, huh? Throne of grace. It's called throne of grace.
Amen.
Every time we need grace, we need to run to him.
Amen.
Enter.
Amen.
All you need to do is enter. When you enter, you will have a grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When you enter, you will have mercy.
Amen.
Because we don't enter. That's the problem.
That's right.
Oh. I was going to say this later, but I'm afraid I'm going to forget later. So I'm going to say it now.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay? Because it's so important. Listen. Listen, when you enter, this means you're coming out of something.
Mm.
Isn't that true?
Hallelujah, amen.
You listen,
wow.
Right? You cannot enter to somewhere by staying where you are.
That's right.
You are sitting, this chair represents you.
Right.
Alright? Mm. Your soul.
Right.
Your own emotion, your own thoughts, your own will, you are here. And you are sitting here, and then God wants us to enter into the Holy of Holies.
Right.
And you are sitting here and you say, God, I want to enter.
Right.
God, I want to enter. Oh, I have boldness to enter. But you are sitting here.
That's right.
You're just talking about it, huh?
Wow.
This is not entering.
No.
You need to get up.
Yeah.
You need to arise.
Amen.
Arise and shine.
Amen.
You need to get up.
Amen.
Get up from your own soul.
Amen.
Your soul is life. Your own emotion, your own thought. You need to get up from there.
Amen.
Come out of your own soul.
Amen.
But that's not where God is.
Mm.
We need to come out of your own soul, your own dream, your own agenda, your own plan,
mm.
your own will. You need to come out of it and then enter. enter in the Holy of Holies, enter into Christ, enter into your spirit.
Amen.
Oh, then you are going to be transformed from your soulish life to spiritual realm.
Amen.
Your earthly realm to spiritual realm.
Amen.
Oh, there's peace.
Amen.
There's a joy.
Amen.
There's a full of life.
Amen.
Full of energy.
Amen.
How about that?
Amen.
You like that?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say it. Oh, dumb spirit, go in Jesus' name. This, when you come to the house of God, you need to open your mouth and speak. Amen.
Amen.
When you go to house, your family and your parents and your wife or your husband or your children, whatever, and there's a silent all the time. No talking. So silent. You can hear even the drop of needle. What is that? Do you like that? Do you like that? Or do you like, talking, sharing, full of life. Which one you like? Do you get what I'm saying? The house of God needs to be filled with the joyful noise.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, next verse. Okay, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Go ahead. But with all unveiled face, beholding, reflecting like a mirror,
the glory of the Lord, of being transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit.
Oh, praise the Lord for this wonderful scripture. We all with unveiled face. One day, listen, brothers and sisters, one day we're going to have one veiled face.
Amen.
Veiling face means your face is covered, right? Remember? Moses' face was, after encountering God on the Mount Sinai, right?
Yeah.
His face was what? Glorious. So they had to cover his face because people couldn't see his face. He's too bright. You understand? Unveiled face. Uncovering face. Beholding and reflecting like a mirror. Did you know that you and I, we are a mirror of Jesus Christ? Did you know that?
Yeah.
No?
Hallelujah.
Dear brother, you are a mirror of God.
Amen.
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 Believe it or not, you're a mirror of God.
Yes.
Listen, I'm sorry to keep talking about her, but I'm trying to illustrate this to help you to understand better.
Yeah.
Rachel and I, we've been living for 24 years now. She's a mirror of me. Did you know that? I need to repent. If she's not expressing right, it's my fault too. You see? Because I'm the head. But anyway, she's a mirror. She's reflecting me. We've been living for more than 20 years. Now she's saying some exactly same words as I am using. In the beginning, she didn't use that word. For example, when we were talking, I said in Korean, 알아들었어? It's something like that, you know? 무슨 말인지 알겠어? Something like that. In English, it goes like this. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I keep repeating, right?
Yeah,
and all of a sudden, one day, she's saying the same thing to me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? I said, wait a minute. It sounds very familiar. I'm the one who used that words to her, and now she's using it back to me. You know, it's a mirror. Do you understand? She's a mirror of me. I am a mirror of her. Praise the Lord. Beholding, reflecting. We are beholding Jesus, the glory of Jesus, and we are reflecting Him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
As a mirror. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Are you reflecting God in this place? Meeting
Hallelujah.
Home?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The way to reflect, the best way to reflect is through your words.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I say it again. Listen,
uh-huh.
Don't close your mouth. You cannot express. No. You cannot be a mirror, right? Of course, you can express through your facial expression, but the best way to express is through words.
Amen.
My brother here, right from pocket, he says he's a lawyer, right? Lawyer, you have to speak, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
If you don't speak for your clients, whatever, how can you win,
right?
Words, you understand? You have to speak for God. That's
right.
A prophesy. Prophesy means speak for God.
Amen.
Speak forth God.
Amen.
Provide Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen,
amen, brother Cyrus. Speak, amen.
Amen.
Speak, hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jude, I'm sorry. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Speak for God. Look. As you speak for God, this is what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
As you reflect, as you reflect, because you're a mirror, you reflect the triune God, the glory of the Lord. Listen, be transformed into the same image.
Oh my goodness.
Can you believe this? Can you believe this? Same image. Being transformed into the same image.
Amen.
Remember, you and I, we were created in the image of God.
Right.
Remember, that image of God was Christ. And it was destroyed by the enemy, right? But Jesus restored that image by dying on the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you know what? We have an image of God in us. But one day, we're going to become same like Jesus.
Amen.
That's called New Jerusalem. Amen. How is that? Do you like to become Jesus?
Amen.
In life and nature, you are.
Amen.
Look at this, same image. From glory to glory.
Right.
Okay, next verse. Revelation 21:2. Ready? Begin.
And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband.
Amen. We are almost finished now. Okay. The holy city, the New Jerusalem. Listen. We are in the church life now. We are in the age of church. Soon we are going to, the church age is going to be finished. I believe in my spirit, I have a feeling in my spirit that this church age is going to finish very soon. It will. Do you think we are going to live in church life forever? No. This church life will finish very soon. Now, as soon as this church life is finished, then we're going to have a kingdom age. It's a millennium. Okay? Now, 1,000 years, Christ and his bride will rule this earth for 1,000 years. That's called millennium. After millennium, white throne judgment, new heavens and new earth, right? And new heavens and new earth, the new Jerusalem will come down. Look at this now. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So if you are overcomers, then you will come down with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
To rule and to reign. Wow. Coming down out of heaven from God, prepare as a bride adorned. Look at this. Prepare as a bride adorned. Everybody adorned. Say bride adorned.
Bride adorned.
Listen, when she married me, and she was bride, I'm bridegroom, right? She wear a nice wedding gown, makeup, hairdress, all this thing, adorned as a bride to get ready to meet the bridegroom.
Amen.
Do you understand? This is a time. We are living in the church age, but soon you're going to become millennium now. When it becomes a millennium, it's too late. Now is a time to prepare yourself as a bride.
Amen.
To adorn yourself as a bride. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to prepare your white gown. Amen.
Amen.
You need to dress. Take your hairdress. And shoes. Huh? Mm. Right? And the necklace. Amen.
Amen.
If you have everything but you're not wearing shoes, you're wearing some slipper. That's not good. From your head to toe, the whole your whole being, you need to be prepared. Body, soul, and spirit.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's coming soon, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Get prepared. Be ready.
Amen.
As a bride.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know to do that? You need to enter. Enter. That's the key word today. Enter. In the morning, you got to enter. So you got to do the morning revival, right?
Amen.
Listen, in the morning revival, the message is so rich, so deep, so high. If you're not enjoying it, you have not tasted. That's what it is. If you are tasting it, then you are enjoying it. You understand? I want all of you to taste the richness, okay, of God's message in the morning revival, as well as the evening revival. Enter. Enter together as a body of Christ. In the morning, in the evening, throughout the day, by calling on the name of the Lord, enter. Stay
Amen.
In your spirit. That's the most safest place. Stay in the body. That's the most safest place.
Amen.
Because he's coming soon.
Amen.
To take his a corporate man, a corporate bride. It's not an individual. It's a corporate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you stay in the body, you will be raptured.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. What is hindering us? I'm going to go very quickly. What is hindering us, right? We're entering the Holy of Holies. Our failures, we talked about this. Satan's accusations and self-conscious, focusing on me. If your focus is on yourself, you cannot
right,
enter.
Right, right.
Remember, the moment you enter, you have to get up from your conscience, your own conscience. Do you understand? Get up from your own agenda, your dream, your own concept. Do you understand? Your own religion. Praise the Lord!
Amen!
Brothers and sisters, would you make determined today and say, Lord, let's pray this prayer together. Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out
from
my own self.
My
From my own self.
From my pride.
From my pride.
From my concept.
From my concept.
From my tradition.
From my tradition.
From my religion.
From my religion.
From my own dream.
From my own dream.
From my future.
From my future.
From my success.
From my success.
From my failure.
From my failure.
Hallelujah. And I am entering into you.
I'm entering into you.
Entering into the Holy of Holies.
Entering into the Holy of Holies.
Entering into the Spirit.
Entering into the Spirit.
Entering into the New Jerusalem.
Entering into the New Jerusalem.
Entering into the body of Christ.
Entering into the body of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Quickly now, just a few verses. Go. Next, okay. Hebrews 12, 12. This is what I gotta do now.
Oh,
application, application. Okay, ready? Begin. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. The key word there is fix, fix. Come on, everybody say fix.
Fix.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Fix your eyes.
Fix your eyes.
Where are you looking now? What are you looking? Fix it. Amen?
Amen.
You know, when you fix it, you put the nail right, the hammer, right? You fix it.
Oh, Lord.
You fix it, right? You understand? In the Old Testament, when you say you're a slave, you want to remain as a slave for your owner for the throughout your life, this is what you do. You put the hole on your...
Piercing
your ear. That signifies, I'm forever your slave.
That's right.
Even if you release me, I'm not gonna go.
Right.
I choose to stay and to serve you.
Right.
That's a picture of us becoming servant for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Oh, so we need to fix our eyes.
Amen.
Fix your eyes on Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Don't fix your eyes on some of your problems, your weaknesses.
Amen.
Okay? Your failures. No. Even your success. Don't fix your eyes on Jesus. Fix our eyes. Anything else? Fix your eyes on Jesus.
Amen.
Next.
Amen.
For our Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in Him shall have eternal life. Amen. John 6:40. What is the Father's will? You look
to the Son.
Look to the Son. Amen. When you look to the Son, you can believe. When you cannot look, you cannot believe. You understand? You can only believe when you look, when you see Him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Where you can see Him? Where you can look at Him? Where? Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
In your spirit.
Amen.
In the Holy of Holies.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Look to Him to believe.
Amen.
Anyone? I will raise him up at the last day.
Uh-huh.
This is talking about what? The overcomer.
Amen.
The last day, He will raise it up.
Yeah, overcomer.
Even if you die, God will raise you up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Last verse. Okay, ready? Begin. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and look at the bronze snake, he lived. Hallelujah. One more time. Just a bold face. Ready? Looked at the bronze snake. He lived. Hallelujah. What is the bronze snake? That snake is a what? Form of what?
Jesus.
It's a form of the what? Flesh. He's talking about flesh. Right? It's to destroy the Satan. You understand? Right? Jesus incarnated became flesh. God became flesh. John 1:14, right? So we believe in the crucified, incarnated Christ. Praise the Lord for the incarnated Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the crucified Christ.
That's right.
Praise the Lord for resurrected Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for ascended Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the enthronement Christ.
Amen.
We need to look to Him.
Amen.
Then we will live.
Amen.
This is the only way you and I we can live in this last day.
Amen.
To be an overcomer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Amen.
In your spirit, can you pray?
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And now, just remember, this is body prayer.
Wow.
Look, it's like this. Let me do something.